And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Spirit in you, that I may stay what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for its sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Weston today. We greet you, Antioch, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, to those that are visiting with us today, we're excited about you, and those that are watching by internet, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from the Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. The Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. And when you have found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Thank you. You may be seated. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. I want to talk this morning and use for a topic, a mother's request. We could have just said, just do it. But we chose to say a mother's request. Let me first say Happy Mother's Day to everybody today and those that are listening, for you are special today. This is your day, in the Lord's day. My brothers and sisters, Mother's Day is a special day. It is a day that we set aside and acknowledge and give homage to our mothers. Now, on this day, we bring flowers and gifts and candy, and we go out to the restaurants and take mother out as a token of appreciation for who she is and all the things she has done in our life. When we think about all of the things that we experience with our mother, where would we be without the love and affection of our mother? And without the mother, my brothers and sisters, there really wouldn't be any family. Today, our world is full of mothers. But as an individuals, we have only one mother. And she is special to us. And our mother should be special to us. For there is no one like our mother. No one can take the place of our mother, for she is the central focus of the family unit as well with the father. I think about this today because I remember sometimes there's a misconception and a misnomer when we think about the responsibility when we say Mother's Day and we embrace it in a way that we should. But I reflect back over many years ago when I was a young man in the ministry, when my uncle, Reverend F.L. Livingston, who was a pastor of the St. John Primitive Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, said, "I want all of the family to come to the altar for prayer and stand with your mother." One of the great, and there was nothing wrong with the statement, but in making the statement as we came to the altar to pray, I thought about my uncle's wife, which is my aunt, my dad's sister, and my aunt never had children. And so she stood there, she dropped her head because there was no children to stand with their mother, her mother, or the mother. And so I looked at my mother, and I looked at my aunt, and I said, I walked over to my aunt, and I said, "I'll be your son." And I stood with my aunt. And she was in tears at that time. Sometimes we don't understand the structure and the nature of the words that we say, even from the pulpit. And Malka didn't realize that he was affecting his wife because she had no children. But I shared with her many years ago, I said, "I will always be your son." I may not be her biological son, but one of the things we have to realize in this world, we're all brothers and sisters. Even Jesus said that. He said, I'm either your mother. And so when we think about the relationship that we have with one another, it's far succeeding anything that we can comprehend or anything that we know. And so I thought about this topic, and I thought about how Jesus would apply it to his life, because Jesus was in the early formative stages of the earthly ministry, but Jesus was also doing something so significant in our lives that he was drawing us into some unique parallels, how we are to live and to treat one another, especially in times like these, and especially in times when we honor our mother as well as our father. My brothers and sisters, I thought about this word called request, a mother's request. And when we think about that word request, it's an act of asking politely or formally for something. Here was Mary asking her son for something. And I thought about all of the mothers over the years, and I'm finna hit the children now, because when we think about how the parental guidance should be in our nation and within the structure of the church as well, leadership and authority, we think about Mary was asking her son to do something. She made a formal request. How many times in your life have your parents made a formal request for you to do something? And maybe you thought about it, but you didn't do it. We're living in a day and time when we make requests and people are challenging the authority and the request of the one that's making it. We're fighting against mothers and dads. And this is a child thing, because I shared many in an interview with the radio station, there's a time that we should, as parents, stop asking our children and start telling our children. We have gotten ourselves in a terrible situation as a nation today because we ask our children too much. Do you want to go to church today? What do you want for dinner? I'm a part of the baby boomers era, and mama never asked me what did I want. It was what we had. And we today have become so affluent. I have said many years ago that America's greatest initiatives is how great we are as a nation and all the blessings we have, but we've forgotten where we came from. We've forgotten how we used to. I shared with the guys on yesterday, I think it was Ken, we were talking as we were walking, and I shared with Ken, I said, I remember mama told me about bread at 2 pennies, a loaf. And now our children throw stuff away. We've forgotten where we came from. What's happened to this nation? This nation is great. Where now we see at the highest level the hypocrisy. And this is not a political statement, but there's hypocrisy throughout the nation. Even on this hour where we separate ourselves in religious denomination. Why am I here just a Baptist and there's a Methodist and the Protestants and the Church of Christ? And we are because of tradition. We fight each other because we look different. We fight each other because our religion is different. We fight each other because we don't dress the same. We don't wear the right kind of clothes. And where are we headed as a country? If we can't work together here, how in the world are we going to survive where we're headed? So this is a mother's request. A mother's request. In the book of Genesis, my brothers and sisters, it speaks of the first family. Many of you know it, Adam and Eve. We think of Abel and Cain and Seth. Yeah, that was Seth. There was also other children as well, which the Bible does not mention. But there was a first family, and that first family created the family structure, how you and I ought to live and relate to one another today. The foundation was set in the book of Genesis, which is a book of beginnings. And so we see how there was a mother, there was a father, and there were children. That creates the family. For without children, there is no family. There's a relationship between a man and a woman. Without the children, there won't be a family unit. That child makes the difference. But then that child has a responsibility to honor the mother and the father. The child has a responsibility to do what the parents request of them. And so when we are obeying our parents, we get to live a long life. It doesn't tell us how long, but it says your life will be blessed because you honor your mother. And so when we think about what this message is all about, it's about a request that was made in honoring the family unit and the mother. My brothers and sisters, today we place the utmost respect and confidence in our mother. And because of that, we see how she is the one that is around us the majority of the time. But also the mother has to be a wife to her husband, Brother Martin, a nurse to her children. She has to handle and balance the budget of the household finances. Hello, men. And in her spare time, the mother has to get ready for the workload for the next day. So not only does she have to do the work in the family structure, she has to go outside the family structure and work as well. The mother is to assist in the rearing and the nurturing of her children. As I think about a mother request, I thought about a woman also named Hannah. It was Hannah who petitioned the Lord for what she desired, for Hannah wanted a child. And I've heard that so often when women who don't have children desire to have child so that, and that's important for a woman to have children, like it's important for men to be fathers. I think about all the athletes, and they never say, hey, dad. They say, hello, mom. Because there's nothing like a mother's relationship. My mother is 94 years old, and my mother can make a request of me, and guess what? I'm 70. I do what mom says. Mothers are special. And because they are special, here was a woman named Hannah who made a request to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.